The classical butterfly effect suggests that the researchers' meddling should have changed it quite drastically. In the event, the qubit's original state had been almost entirely recovered. Its state was not quite zero, but it was, in quantum mechanical terms, 98.3% of the way there, a difference that was deemed insignificant. The final output state after the forward evolution is essentially the same as the input state before backward evolution, says Dr. Sinnertsen. It can be viewed as the same input state plus some small background noise. Oddest of all was the fact that the further back in simulated time the damage was done, the greater the rate of recovery, as if the quantum system was repairing itself with time. The mechanism behind all this is known as entanglement. As quantum objects interact, their states become highly correlated, entangled, in a way that serves to diffuse localized information about the state of one quantum object across the system as a whole. Damage to one part of the system does not destroy information in the same way as it would with a classical system. Instead of losing your work when your laptop crashes, having a highly entangled system is a bit like having backups stashed in every room of the house. Even though the information held in the disturbed qubit is lost, its links with the other qubits in the system can act to restore it. The upshot is that the butterfly effect seems not to apply to quantum systems. Besides making life safe for tiny time travelers, that may have implications for quantum computing too, a field into which companies and countries are investing billions of dollars. We think of quantum systems, especially in quantum computing, as very fragile, says Natalia Ares, a physicist at the University of Oxford. That this result demonstrates that quantum systems can in fact be unexpectedly robust is an encouraging finding and bodes well for potential future advances in the field, she adds.